Radio.
Oh,
radio.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio. Happy. Boing.
It has been a long and busy day. And now it's time for bed. As you stretch out in bed and close your eyes and find a comfortable position for your head, just begin to think about your day, remembering all the things you did today. Remembering the work you did. The fun you had. All the people you talked to. Just remembering it all. And now, close your eyes, so you don't have to bother with anything around you. You are sitting on top of a beautiful rainbow. This rainbow is like a large slide of many colors. You can hear the birds singing high in the treetops. Slide very slowly through all of the colors of the rainbow. Pretend you can breathe in the red color. There's so much energy for you in the orange color. And you feel the yellow color of the rainbow wrapping around you like warm yellow sunshine. Breathe in the warm yellow sunlight, for it helps your mind become very clear so you can think better. The yellow color of the rainbow helps you to see everything very clearly. The green color of the rainbow feels soft, just like laying on beautiful green grass on a lazy summer day. How good it feels to breathe in the green color of the rainbow. It helps you to understand new things and to get really good ideas. You notice that it's filled with beautiful white light. No one in the world like you. There is no one in the world like you. There is no one in the world like you. There is no one in the world like you. Take a bad habit that you have and put it into this wood chest. Or maybe some angry feelings. Feelings you've been carrying with you today, pulling it from your mind. Or perhaps a fear. Something that's troubling you. Something you've been afraid of. Thank you. important that you can let go of all of your memories for today. You don't need to hold on to them now. It's time to relax and let go of your busy day. And letting them all float free. Letting them all float away.
Good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone, and we're going to be on air for the next hour or so, playing a lot of noise, experimental, and drone-type music. It's the second show, so I got a lot of music picked out for you the next hour or so, but hope you enjoy it. Starting off the show, you heard a really, really hypnotic track. Kind of reminds me of those old 80s hypnotizing-type cassettes that you'd buy. But anyways, that was a track from Mark McGuire, and that's actually not the Roy Poppin baseball player. It's actually an ambient guitarist out of Cleveland, Ohio. He's also in the trio known as Emeralds. They put out an album that appeared in like everyone's top 10 list in 2010. They actually toured with Caribou, and that's what you're going to hear starting off next. But anyways, like I said, Mark McGuire is the guitarist of Emeralds. The track that you heard was a song called Something That's Troubling You, and that was taken off a Garden of Eternal Light cassette that came out in 2008, I do believe. And interesting thing is that there was only like 30 cassettes made of that album, so it's kind of sad that such a great album had such a small release, but I guess that's the way with cassettes. Starting off the show, we're going to hear something from Caribou. Like I said, Emeralds did a large tour with Caribou, and they played here in Vancouver at the Orpheum sometime in October, I do believe. It was pretty awesome show, so hopefully you made it out. You can hear something from Caribou's album called Swim. You can hear a track called Found Out, one of the big albums that came out this past summer. So I hope you had a chance to check it out. After that, you can hear a local artist, Subtractive Lad, which is the work of a guy named Stephen Hummel, making some really cool ambient electronica. He has a new album out called Kindred, and you can hear a track called Boy. This is taken off the N5MD electronic label. Check out more info at n5md.com. And these guys used to be put out a whole bunch of ambient electronica albums out on mini discs. That's why they have the name N5MD. So yeah, you're going to hear these two tracks, and then we'll get back to some more music. So once again, you're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR. This is Caribou.
While she holds her breath. And the days above the days is ahead. And the days are song she knows, but not remember how it goes. And everything she said she'd go, she goes to no one will know. And everything she said she'd fall for,
Would you listen to this in your spare time? Would you listen to this? How about this one? If you like what you hear, then check out The Rib with your host, Robin Jacob, Mondays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone. Second show. I hope you're enjoying it so far. What you just heard was something from Subtractive Lad, a track called Boy, which is taken off the brand new Kindred album that just came out on N5MD Records. And before that, you heard the wonderful Caribou, a track called Found Out, off the album that came out in April, an album called Swim. And check out more info at mergerecords.com. Like I said, I got some more ambient electronica type music coming up for you. So yeah, if you want to, I don't know. Actually, I'm just going to keep going with some more music. I'm not going to talk here. You're going to hear something from an electronic artist out of Toronto named Alex Cannon. He's a really young guy. I think he's only like 19. And he's a producer and has been putting out a few electronic tracks in the past little while. But he's featured on the brand new Deep 7 Wireless compilation that just put out. That just came out featuring a whole bunch of awesome radio art. You can hear a track called Natural Opera by Alex Cannon. After that, you can hear something from Fortunately Everything Dies, which is the work of a really mysterious electronic artist out of Windsor, Ontario. He has a brand new album out called Horror. And what he does is he takes a whole bunch of old CDs and he just scribbles over them, prints out text, and he just basically vandalizes a commercial CD to put out his own album. So every CD you get is pretty much different. And he's actually the old music director at CJM. I think his name is Chris White, and he's also one of the judges on the Polaris Music Committee. I do believe he's out in grad school right now. He's not doing the music director thing anymore. But anyways, you can hear something from Fortunately Everything Dies. You can hear a track called A Night to Dismember. And then after that, you can hear something from Nahidi, which is the work of, I think it's a guy out of Berlin. Anyways, he has a new album out called Other People's Memories. You can hear a track called No Angel Came. It's a kind of post-rocky and ambient electronica, and it sort of reminds me of an artist called Bracken. They were out on Anticon Records and put an album out a couple of years ago. He used to go under the name Hood, but anyways, this it really reminded me of that. So you can hear something from Nahidi at the end of the set. So kind of a long set coming up, about three different tracks, and then we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on Canada Post Rock, this is a track by Alex Cannon. Thank you.
Want a great way to spend your pre-Valentine's Day season? Want to support local organizations which help marginalized women and survivors of sexual violence? Want to laugh, cry, and scream C-U-N-T at the top of your lungs with 400 other audience members? Well, why not check out UBC V-Day's 2011 productions, A Memory, A Monologue, A Rant, A Prayer, and The Vagina Monologues. These shows run alternate nights in the Freddie Wood Theater from Tuesday, February 8th to Saturday, February 12th. Showtime is 8 p.m. with a 2 p.m. matinee on the Saturday. With humor, narrative, live music, and dildo fights, these two incredible shows delve into sexuality, violence, and women's empowerment in poignant, diverse ways. Buy tickets outside the sub from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday or online at Brown Paper Tickets, event number 139526 and event number 139597.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is Canada Post Rock, and I'm your host, P-Bone. And what you just heard was something from Nahidi. They're out on a label called Low Bit Landscapes. You heard a track called No Angel Came. And apparently this is actually the work of a couple mysterious people based out of New York and Berlin. Pretty cool stuff. Check out some more info at nahidi.com or lowbitlandscapes.org. Before that, you heard something from Fortunately Everything Dies. You heard a track called A Night to Dismember. And at the very top is a really cool soundscape piece, a piece with like a really organic electronica and raindrop samples. That was done by a guy named Alex Cannon, who is also in high school, believe it or not. And that was a track called Natural Opera, featured on the Deep Wireless 7 radio art compilation that just came out. It's a two-disc set. Featuring new adventures in sound art. Check out some more info at naisa.ca. You're tuned in to Canada Post Rock, second show, so hope you're enjoying it so far. And right now we're going to move in a little bit different direction, not quite electronic-oriented in this next set. You're going to hear something from the Calgary band called Women. They're tentatively final album. I have no idea. They're apparently on some sort of hiatus. Anyways, it's called Public Strain, and it's out on the Flemish Eye label based out of Calgary. You can hear a track called Narrow with the Hall. This actually came out a few months ago, but for some reason I just never got around to checking it out, so tonight is like the first time I've checked it out. You're gonna hear a track called Narrow with the Hall, and then after that you can hear a band called Enablers. And Enablers are a four-piece out of San Francisco out on the Neurot record label. They kind of sound like June of 44 with like a really dark, intense poet of a frontman. They put out an album called Tundra in 2008, and they only put out like 400 copies of it, and they made like these beautiful hand-assembled copies. They were something like 30 or, I don't know, super expensive. Anyways, you can hear a track off of that called Tundra. And apparently the lead singer is actually he's a poet, and he writes a bunch of poetry that appears in a bunch of underground zines and stuff like that. It's really, really awesome stuff. So hope you enjoy this next set. This is Women right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca. CITR 101.9 FM and Timber are proud to present Sebado featuring Quasi, February 11th at the Rickshaw. Founded by legendary Dinosaur Jr. bassist Lou Barlow and touring in support of the reissue of their classic album Bake Sale, Sebado are true pioneers in the world of lo-fi indie rock. This is a licensed, all-ages show with advanced tickets available at Red Cat, Zulu, High Life, Ticketweb.ca, and in Victoria at Ditch Records. Showtime is 9:30. Don't miss Sebado with Quasi, February 11th at the Rickshaw, proudly presented by Timber and CITR 101.9 FM.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is Canada Post Rock. Definitely make it out to the Sebado show this Friday. Super, super excited for that show. They're going to be playing with Quasi. And if you're not familiar, Quasi is the band that played, that opened up for Pavement a few months ago. So pretty excited for that. I'll be there. So definitely check it out. So what you just heard was something from Enablers, that really intense track. That was a track called Tundra. It's also the name of the album that came out in 2008. And those guys are out on Neurot Records. And it features some members of Swans, actually. Before Enablers, you heard a track taken from the brand new Women album called Public Strain. It came out a few months ago. You heard a track called Narrow with the Hall from the Calgary group. And I do believe those Calgary guys are done. I'm not exactly sure, but they could be on a really long hiatus. Who knows? Anyways, hopefully they come back. So hope you enjoyed the show. This is Canada Post Rock on CITR. Stay tuned. I'll be back next week with some awesome more experimental and drone and post rock and whatever stuff I feel like playing late. Check out CITR.ca for the latest CITR news, podcasting, and just anything CITR related. Once again, that's CITR.ca. So I'm going to leave you with one last track from an artist named Purient, which is work of a guy named Dominic Furno. He's based out of New York, I do believe, and he puts out some very harsh noise and intense power electronics with some kind of blood-curdling type screams that are similar to Kijé Haino. From Purient, you're going to hear a track called Earthworks / Buried in Secret, and this is off an album called Pleasure Ground that came out in 2006 out on the Load record label. He puts out a ton of different stuff on this label, as well as his own label called Hospital Productions, which is, I do believe, based out of New York, and they're a noise and black metal label. They're also a record label or a record store in New York. Anyways, I'm going to stop talking. This track is about 11 minutes, so it should take you till past one. And I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed the show. So get ready for some Purient right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is a top to, you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see, the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, 11,
and most of
11,
and amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up, all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
CITR 101.9 FM.
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10?